الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 50 مدني pearls of fenugreek excellence of salat على النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم سيدنا أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه said humbly All the blessed and beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم I will quit all of invocations, litanies, and spend all my times in reciting Durood, ay Salat ala Nabi. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, it will suffice to remove your worries and your sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Fenugreek is also one of the countless blessings of Allah azza wa jalla. Which is highly beneficial to human health and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla I Ashiq Madina have also enjoyed its benefits I the author since there is a saying of the Prophet of Rahmah the intercessor of Ummah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam Khairun Nasi Man Nafa'an Nas The best amongst humans is the one who benefits others Therefore, with the intention to act upon the above-mentioned hadith, I consider myself highly privileged to present 50 Madni pearls about fenugreek. Always remember that one should not use any medicines or a remedy suggested in a book, told by someone, or even mentioned in a hadith without consulting any qualified doctors. Number 1. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Istashfu bil hulbati. Get cure from fenugreek. Fenugreek is known in Arabic as hulba, in Persian as shambalila, in Pashto as malkhuza, and in Urdu as methi. Number 2. Fenugreek contains vitamin B, iron, phosphorus, and calcium, which removes physical weakness and blood deficiency. Number 3. Fenugreek can be cooked like pulses in khichdi, a food made from rice and lentils, ay dal, with less spices used in subcontinent, or availed its benefits by adding fenugreek powder in sauce or in charch, i.e. buttermilk. Number 4. One should add some seeds of fenugreek in every kind of vegetable curry. Number 5. Fenugreek removes yellowness of eyes, bitter taste of mouth and nausea. Number 6. Use of fenugreek has amazing effects for the one who drools. Cure of stomach diseases and chronic constipation. Number 7. Fenugreek relieves indigestion and sour belches as well as stimulates appetite. Number 8. Fenugreek improves liver function and helps release stomach gas. Number 9. If chronic constipation caused by intestine weakness, then add 5 gram powder of fenugreek with jaggery, a coarse brown sugar. And take it with water in the morning and in the evening for some days. It will not only relieve chronic constipation, but also strengthen liver function. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 10. Fenugreek helps cure stomach ulcers, swelling and infection of intestines. Number 11. Using 5 gram, i.e. 1 teaspoon of fenugreek powder with water is good for the patients of dysentery. Number 12. Fenugreek kills intestinal parasites. Number 13. Fenugreek seeds relieve digestive ailments, abdominal discomforts and swellings. Backache and arthritis, i.e. joint pains. Number 14. Usage of fenugreek is good for backache, arthritis and for enlarged spleen. Number 15. Usage of boiled seeds of fenugreek with jaggery relieves backache and arthritis pain. Number 16. For arthritis, eye joint pains, grind 10 gram of fresh leaves of fenugreek, mix some water and take it on an empty stomach in the morning. Fenugreek leaves are available at greengrocers. Treatment of hemorrhoids, eye piles. Number 17. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, regular use of fenugreek stops bleeding of hemorrhoid and sometimes the moles of hemorrhoid are also removed. If fig is also used along with fenugreek, then its benefits would be increased. Number 18. A matchless prescription for curing hemorrhoid. Grind 250 gram seeds of fenugreek with an equal quantity of green cardamom. Take 1 teaspoon of this powder with water or milk twice or three times a day. Number 19. Apart from hemorrhoid, the above mentioned prescription is also useful in the following diseases: loss of appetite, chronic gastric problem, acidity, indigestion, sour belches, heart burning, stomach inflammation, abdominal swelling, and feeling drowsy and heavy soon after having a meal. Number 20. Cough syrups usually upset the stomach. Therefore, it is very difficult for the patients of chronic cough to prevent diseases of indigestion and stomach inflammation. Usage of fenugreek not only relieves cough but also improves stomach function. Number 21. Fenugreek protects the inner skin of lungs and helps get rid of phlegm. Number 22. Drinking fenugreek seeds powder, i.e. dissolved in hot water, is good for the patients of cough and asthma. Number 23. Boil fenugreek seeds properly at a low flame. When it is lukewarm, gargle with this water. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will find it soothing for sore throat and swelling. Treatment of skin boils and external swelling. Number 24. Peel off the skin of fenugreek seeds and apply its pulp as a poultice on swelling or boils. It cures if Allah Azza wa Jalla wills. Mouth ulcer. Number 25. If you are suffering from mouth ulcer, either take cooked or fresh fenugreek leaves and boil over to gargle or rinse your mouth with its lukewarm water in the morning and evening. Mouth ulcers would be healed up, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Treatment of diabetes. Number 26. Usage of fenugreek seeds is also good for the patients with insulin-dependent diabetes, but it is necessary to prevent rice, potato, cauliflower, taro, banana and other sweet edibles. Morning walk also benefits. There is no harm to continue the usage of fenugreek along with medical treatment. Number 27. Taking 20 grams half grinded fenugreek seeds daily can reduce sugar quantity in blood and urine within 10 days, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Though the patients can themselves feel the betterment due to reducing symptoms, yet it is good to have a diabetic test every 10 days. Fenugreek can be used up to 100 grams daily depending on the sugar level of the patient. You can also have cooked fenugreek seeds as like pulses or by mixing it with vegetable curry. Number 28. One of the side effects of fenugreek is abdominal bloating, which may be felt by a few patients but this disappears shortly. Number 29. Diabetic patients with low blood sugar should not use fenugreek. Fenugreek reduces cholesterol. Number 30 and 31. According to a study, regular usage of fenugreek seeds reduces cholesterol and triglycerides, and it also lowers the risk of heart diseases. Number 32. Fenugreek is diuretic. When the urinary flow reduces due to swelling of kidneys, the usage of fenugreek normalizes the urinary flow. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Advantages of fenugreek in winter. Number 33. Regular use of half a tablespoon fenugreek seeds with water will protect the body from many of the winter diseases. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 34. Excess urination in cold weather can be cured with the use of fenugreek seeds along with honey. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Increases hair growth, prevents hair loss. Number 35. Soak fenugreek seeds in water and grind them. Apply the paste to your scalp and leave it for about an hour and wash your head afterwards. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will prevent hair fall and increase hair growth. Number 36. Rubbing fenugreek leaves on the face cleans the skin. Women diseases. Number 37. In the beginning of females' puberty due to the onset of menstruation, they often suffer from fatigue, physical weakness, tiredness, and look pale and drawn. These symptoms often appear due to menstruation. In such cases, eating fried fenugreek with meat or other vegetables can restore health. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 38. The usage of fenugreek is useful to cure excessive menstrual bleeding. Number 39. Fenugreek relieves uterus swelling and pain. Number 40. If there is a low milk supply in a nursing mother after childbirth, use little quantity of fenugreek seeds with the consultation of a medical consultant. It can increase the milk supply. Have a cheerful mood. Number 41. After boiling the fenugreek leaves, fry lightly and have them. It will remove the excess bile, i.e. the excess of a bitter greenish yellow fluid produced by the liver from the body, which makes you feel cheerful. Number 42. Fenugreek leaves stimulate appetite. Number 43. Fenugreek leaves relieve constipation. It helps bowels move quickly. Thus, a patient feels light, fresh and relaxed. Madani pearls about fenugreek kawa, i.e. brew. Number 44. It is very easy to prepare fenugreek kawa, essence of a boiled stuff. Boil fenugreek seeds as per your requirement, properly for a while, then strain the liquid. Fenugreek kawa is ready. Number 45. Fenugreek kawa is an effective cure for cough and sore throat. Number 46. Fenugreek kawa is good for suffocation and burning sensation in the stomach. Number 47. Fenugreek kawa cleans wastes from the stomach and intestines and helps a person pass excessive and harmful secretions from digestive system. Number 48. Fenugreek kawa causes perspiration, and if any poison or bacterial infection is present in the blood causing a fever, fenugreek kawa helps to remove these impurities from the body and brings down the duration of fever as well. Number 49. If fenugreek gawa is taken 3 or 4 times on an empty stomach, the common diseases like flu, cold and fever will be relieved within 2 or 3 days, inshallah azza wa jalla. Number 50. In case of a foul breath, foul substance stuck in any part of the body, such as nose, the ear, etc., frequent breaking of the foul wind, strong smelling perspiration and body odour, use fenugreek gawa, as it helps get rid of all impurities and toxins from the body and cures such diseases. Gutka addict cured parable. A summarized statement of a person that I was used to chewing paan and gutka for about 20 years, and I used to have them abundantly. Except the timings of salah and meals, I kept on chewing them all the time. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, now it has been 4 years since I quitted paan and gutka. The reason behind quitting gutka is that I developed severe mouth ulcers. Not to speak of simple curry, I was not able to take even bread with yogurt. Curry and yogurt caused mouth inflammation. I used to have simple khichdi without salt and pepper, a bland diet. I was not even able to open my mouth properly. I got very anxious when I came to know that paan and gutka cause mouth cancer. Once I shared my anxiety with a 70-year-old watchman. He said, buy alum, pitkari and fenugreek seeds, which are used in making pickles, of 10 rupees each. Put both the items in 4 liters of water in a steel bowl and boil it on a low flame. Alum will dissolve in water and fenugreek seeds would crack. Lift the bowl from the stove when 1 liter of water has evaporated, i.e. 3 liters water will remain. Fill the water in the bottles when it is cooled. Keep them placed in a cool place away from sunlight, but don't place them into a fridge. Try to keep this water in your mouth a bit longer while gargling and rinsing your mouth with it daily, in the morning on an empty stomach. Similarly, follow this method 4 or 5 times daily and before going to bed. No edible should be taken at least for 30 minutes after gargling. The elderly person assured me that inshallah azza wa jalla, all the germs of the mouth and throat would be killed with the help of alum. Fenugreek seeds would cure all the ulcers. It is just a matter of a week, after which you can eat whatever you like, inshallah azza wa jalla. I started using the mentioned prescription from that very day. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, my mouth started recovering the same week. Then I started another prescription. This one was using mint, due to me reading that mint is an anti-allergic herb, and I had also read that mint cures cancer. Therefore I dried it up and put it into a bottle. I used to chew and suck a pinch of mint many times in the day. I felt little inflammation and burning, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I fully recovered from mouth ulcers. The days are gone when eating a bit of spicy food was a big challenge for me, but now I feel as if I did not undergo any sufferings and I had never tasted any betel leaf, paan and gutka. Now Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I have repented forever. My jaws were not much affected. Nevertheless, I began to use miswak, a teeth cleaning twig usually made from the Salvadora persicus tree, before salah. I used to move my jaws lightly by pressing miswak between my teeth, and my jaws had begun to restore at their actual position. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I have now absolutely recovered from the malignant mouth disease. Please read the booklet Paan and Gutka published by Maktabatul Madina to get more information about the health damages caused by Paan and Gutka. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Removal of cataract and eyesight improved. Parable. Somebody stated, my brother's eyesight was becoming poor and eyesight numbers were increasing. He followed the advice of somebody and his eyesight restored. Our grandmother suffered from cataract. When she followed the same prescription, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, she regained her vision as well. Method of treatment. Fill pure Abi Zamzam in an empty dropper and put one drop in each eye 5 times after each salah. You will feel burning if you have some eye disease, but don't worry, it would alleviate as your eyesight starts improving, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Duration of treatment till recovery. A parable about divine barakah in bike's fuel, i.e. blessing. A person has stated, I used to fuel my bike with 8 litres of petrol every week. I started reciting Surah Kawthar 7 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before and after, and blew in the fuel tank before refueling my bike's tank. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, now the same 8 litres of petrol suffices for 3 weeks. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Give this booklet to someone else after having read it. Get rewards by distributing the booklets published by Maktabatul Madina on the occasions of wedding, funeral, ijtimaat, urs procession of milad, etc. Make a habit to keep some booklets in your shop so as to gift them to your customers with the intention of reaping rewards. Distribute different sunnah-inspiring booklets to your neighbors from time to time with the help of children or paperboys, and make efforts for calling them towards righteousness. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.